And we're listening there to George Beliveau and Océane. I believe that's from a CD called, a double CD called Sounds of New Brunswick. And indeed, these are Sounds of New Brunswick because you're in Fredericton. You're listening to CHSR 97.9. This is also Social Economy Radio, which has sort of taken over the airwaves. Those of you who listen to CHSR regularly know that this isn't a voice you regularly hear. And there'll be lots of different voices, and we're going to head over to, we're at the Charlotte Street Arts Center, which is at 732 Charlotte Street, right here in downtown Fredericton, where the sun always shines. Well, I've been here 2 days and it shines every day, so obviously it always shines. And at the Arts Center, there's lots of stuff going on for the next 3 days. And this afternoon, there's a pile of academics and interesting folks who are going to be here. And there's a book launch taking place. And I have here Noreen Miller, who's going to tell me a bit about that. Hi, Noreen.
Hi, Ivan.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm not too bad.
That's good. Where do you come from, Noreen?
Well, coming from Mount St. Vincent University in Halifax. And I'm the coordinator with the Social Economy Research Network that's been across Atlantic Canada. It's part of a Canada-wide research grant through the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council of Canada for the last 5 years, from 2005 to 2010. And what we're doing today is allowing people to see a lot of the research that we've produced, the team members have produced over the last 5 years, and participating in the community radio. And so I myself have put together a compilation of profiles of community organizations who have been associated with our research network, and with the participation of people from those organizations, we've developed this book of profiles, and so we're launching this book tonight. It's called Mapping the Social Economy of Atlantic Canada, and we are, what else are we doing tonight? We're co-hosting a reception with a new Community University Research Alliance on cooperatives, and I'm sure you'll get some people from there tonight to tell you what they're up to. And we've got you can see here in front of you a variety of pieces of literature. We had some newsletters, we've got a series of working papers that are findings from some of the research studies that have been underway. And we've got my daughter, Erin, who...
Hello, Erin, how are you?
Good.
You having fun?
Yeah.
Is this more fun than school?
Yeah.
What would you be doing in school right now if you were in school? What subject?
Probably French, gym, or math.
Can you say something in French or in math?
I can speak French, but I don't really want to.
Oh, come on.
You could speak some math then.
4 plus 4 is 8.
Excellent. Yay. Our school system is working.
Yeah.
So tell what are you doing?
I'm making a poster for the reception tonight. It's for cash for the bar, and it's going to Charlotte Street Art Crafts, I think.
Art Center.
Excellent. What time is the reception?
6.
6 until 8.
And yeah. So you're doing some stuff too, Noreen and some others, in from 4 on anyways.
Yeah.
You'll be interviewing some of the people who have written chapters and some of the research and so on. So do you have a little short synopsis of what people can expect to hear if they tune in?
Sure. Well, what I'm hoping if people arrive in time today is to kind of do a trial run of a panel that we're putting together for one of the academic sessions tomorrow. And so this is a panel of our community partners. So a select few that were able to make it here, and we supported their travel to participate, and we're gonna be talking about their organization. So we've got a watershed organization, we've got a microloan organization, we've got a group of community business development corporations, and they're going to meet with me today, and as well, any of the other research partners who have participated in the network will drop by, and we'll talk to them about their organizations and their research with the network.
Good. So people who maybe have seen the Congress folks around might wonder what goes on at Congress. So this is one way of at least giving you an idea so that you can hear something what goes on in Congress and don't have to pay $150 to register. No, I didn't say that, did I?
No, that's true. Yeah, we struggled with that one. Yeah, trying to use your tax dollars wisely to get as many people here and you know, like what I've found working with this network over the last 5 or 6 years is the use of funds, especially in this region across Atlantic Canada, to pull people together so that you can meet face-to-face and talk is one of the most important things that, we can do to facilitate research and the work that the community partners do. Mm-hmm. And so with our communications theme, we've had a few people working with us, and one of them is with us here today, if you want to say a few words with Melissa.
I will. Somebody, you're obviously doing communications work because you're putting posters up.
Yeah. All right.
And you are?
I'm Melissa Restworm.
And where are you from?
I'm from New Brunswick, actually. I'm from Salisbury. And I did my undergrad at St. Thomas, so it's nice to be back in the old stomping grounds.
Okay.
And now I'm at Mount St. Vincent getting a Master's of Public Relations, so working for the network because the base is there at the Mount.
Okay. What's the big thing about Salisbury, if you want to convince me to come and visit? What would be something that would attract me?
Well, there's some great local food, but everyone likes to stop at the Big Stop traveling through. I know the province,
people
say, oh, you're from the Big Stop. Yeah, I'm from Salisbury. So, but there's great local bakeries like Wright's Bakery, and there's the Pizza Mill, and there's some great places to eat, and just the community's nice too, so.
Well, ever since they put that new road through, like, I never stopped there anymore. I used to stop there all the time, and you have to, it's almost off the new road. Are people, do they have opinions about that?
Well, I haven't heard too much. I just hear people, anytime I say I'm from Salisbury, they say, oh, Silver Fox Big Stop.
Yeah.
It's just instant connection. So I don't know. I think it's still pretty popular, but maybe, yeah, it's lost some of the...
She's a youngin' too. I actually grew up in Salisbury. I spent about 6 years of my life there, and so that was like... I don't know, 40 years ago. So I remember when that didn't happen, you know, when everybody did go through Salisbury, and it's quite a different feel to it. I drove through on my way up.
So that's how you got the job, I guess. You were from Salisbury.
Yeah, that's right.
She knows quality, right?
Yeah, So what are you doing with the Social Economy Network these days?
Yeah, so I'm the communications assistant. Lately, I've been working on just the network finishes soon, so we're gathering up all the outputs that everyone's done over the past 5 years, so that's been quite a bit of work to just try to combine everything and have it together so people can see what we've done over the time. Mm-hmm. And we've been, you know, getting ready for this week and broadcasting things. Yeah, here, Noreen just handed me, I worked on a bibliography, I guess, of project outputs, so there's over 350 outputs here just of things that have gone on over the years. And we're advertising it all here, so if you don't stop by, then you're missing something pretty big.
So I'll just ask one last short question here. It's a very easy question, but we call this what CHSR, but it's also Social Economy Radio. So what is the social economy, you know, in 8 words or less? I'm sure it just rattles off your tongue like that, because people out there, I don't know, they might be asking, what are they talking about?
Sure. Well, what I always like to do, since I'm not a theorist in that area myself, but I like to include types of things or tell people about the types of things that social economy includes. So your volunteers in your community, cooperatives, like Farmers Dairy Co-op, for example, in the Halifax area, credit unions, and nonprofit groups. So if you have anything in social, you know, support in the community for supportive housing or any of those kinds of groups that you hear about, nonprofit and voluntary associations. So all of those things are included in the social economy. So it's basically not private enterprise, and it's not public as in government. So it's kind of in between.
Okay, that was 11 words, I think.
Yeah, sorry. Why use one when 10 will do, right?
That's right. That's the sort of the academic motto,
isn't
it?
That's right,
So it's hard to explain, but I think people probably...
Lots of debate.
People probably know more about what it is. They just don't know the term. Like, mm-hmm. They know community organizations and all that, but they maybe aren't familiar with that term.
That's right. And am I allowed to say your role in this as well?
You can if you wish. I'll deny it entirely.
Deny everything. So Ivan has co-coordinated one of our research clusters, and he's located at the Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College or campus of Memorial University in Newfoundland. And Ivan, along with a community partner at Community Sector Council Newfoundland Labrador, have co-coordinated one of our research clusters there, and they've done a lot of research on communications in the social economy.
Excellent. That's. I guess that's true. That's why I guess
true.
We've been.
You can't deny it. I have it in print.
We're some of the people that Melissa is trying to corral.
Organize. Yeah. Like herding a bunch of cats.
Yeah. I'm always doing this stuff. I have no time to do that other stuff.
Yeah, right.
Do you have anything to add about what the definition of the social economy, Melissa?
No, I think Noreen covered it pretty well. I mean, it is a complicated thing because even when I started at the network, they were like, oh, here's some things to read, you know. And it's basically just that. It's just people that are working for the good of the community. And
One of the taglines is often people before profits.
Right.
So, or people over profits.
Yeah. Yeah, you folks from Salisbury stick together. Yeah. You say, yeah, she got it.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be on later, yeah. Certainly. And so thanks for joining me now. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
And thanks, Noreen.
Thank you.
And thank you, Aaron.
Thanks.
Do you want to be on later as well? Have your own show?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be singing some songs and stuff later,
oh,
too.
Excellent.
So, yeah, we brought the guitar and the mandolin. And so hopefully you'll join us on that.
Yeah, I'll try that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Thanks. Okay. Chatting with some folks who will be with us later in the afternoon as well. From 4 to 6, there's a book launch here at the Charlotte Street Arts Center up in the theater areas. And at 6 to 8, then there's a reception. And during the reception, we'll be chatting with some people who are here. These are people who are part of the Congress, which is going on. And some of you have probably seen individuals walking around the campus and walking around the city. And they have these name tags on them and so on, and they're all wearing Birkenstocks and socks and all that sort of thing, you know, sort of the stereotypical academics. So we'll hear from some of them, and it's always interesting to do these radio broadcasts when a conference is going on and you can hear what some of the topics are, because it kind of connects the community and the conference then at times. So we'll head back to some more music, and I must stress once again that if you've got some music that you would like to have played on the radio here, this is CHSR and Social Economy Radio, a collaboration, and we're so thankful to CHSR for sharing their spectrum space with us for the next couple days and helping us out with this, and we're going to have some of those folks on for sure. It's what I'm certainly hoping. But if you have some music and you know somebody with some music and you'd like to drop it off at the Charlotte Street Arts Center here, please do so. If you know anybody who's at a distance who'd want to join us, we're at www.ryakuga, that's Ryakuga, ryakuga.ca, and there'll be some instructions there for how to link in on the webcast as well. So we'll go back to some more music though, waiting for music from you folks here. Who might want to have your own music played or to play live, because after all, that would be a good time as well. I think we're heading off into Danny Boudreau and J'aime le vent.